Pasuk says in Sefer Yirmiyah, Miha Isha Chacham V'Yovin Ezos, who will be the wise person who will be able to give an answer to the question, Amo Ovda Ha'aretz, why was the land destroyed at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon and Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus? The Pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem, Al Ozvam Es Terosi Hashem Asati Lefnei V'lo Ha'chudam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that it's because they abandoned the Torah that I put before them. Says the Gemara in Bav Metzion Daf Pehei, Dov Ezeh Shalu L'Chachamim V'lo Prishu. They asked this question, why the land was destroyed, why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They asked this to the Chachamim, and they didn't know the answer. L'Neviim V'lo Prishu, they asked it to the Neviim as well, and they didn't know the answer either. Ad Sheperesho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the answer, Al Ozum Es Terosi Hashem Asati Lifnei. The question is, if Klal Yisrael went into Golus at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon because they abandoned Torah, so it must have been obvious. Why were the Chachamim and the Neviim not able to give the answer? Why did HaKadosh Baruch have to give the answer himself? The Pasuk says in this week's parasha before Kabbalah HaTorah, V'atoim Shema Tishma B'koli V'shmartem Es V'isi V'isim L'Sgula Mikol Ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you listen to my voice, if you'll be shomer the bris, if you'll safeguard my bris, then you'll be a treasure unto me. What does the double shmia refer to? Atoim shema tishmu b'koli. So the Sforno suggests that one shmia refers to mitzvahs, to safeguard the mitzvahs, and the other shmia refers to Talmud Torah itself, to learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk is saying that if you learn Torah properly, if you observe mitzvahs, then you'll be a treasure unto me. If the first phrase of the pasuk, V'yatem Shema Tishma B'koli, is referring both to Torah and to mitzvos, then presumably the second phrase, U'shmartem Es Brisi, also is referring not only to mitzvos, but to Torah as well, to Talmud Torah. I can understand why U'shmartem Es Brisi can refer to mitzvos. A person has to observe mitzvos properly, to keep the mitzvos with all of the dikdukim. But how does U'shmartem Es Habris refer to Torah, to Talmud Torah, to the process of learning Torah? We often refer to individuals as Shomer Torah u'mitzvos. So Shomer mitzvos, I understand, but what does Shomer Torah mean? How can you be Shomer Torah in a way that's not being Shomer mitzvah? The Beis HaLevi suggests that we find a chilek, we find a distinction between kachim and taras as opposed to chulin when it comes to tumah. That chulin, if you have chulin food that you know at one point was tahar, it only becomes tamei if you know that the status changed. Chulin, we keep at the cheskas tara. There's a status quo of tara for the chulin, so it keeps its cheskas tara unless we know that that status changed. But the halacha of chum and kachim is different. Chum and kachim become possible behesach hadas. They become possible with a lapse of attention. As long as an individual is not shomer the kachim and the taros actively, if he's mesiach das from the kachim and the taros, then they become possible. It's as if they're tamei, even if we don't know that they're tamei. If there's a hesach hadas from the kachim and the shuma, then they become like their tamei, they become possible. This halacha is derived from the pasuk mishmeres trumosai. The Torah says that we have to safeguard the truma actively. It's not enough just to follow cheskas tara. But even if a person is mesiach das, if he's not shomer the truma and the kachim actively, then it becomes possible. It becomes as if it's tamei. Says the Beis HaLevi, the same is true when it comes to Talmud Torah. A person has to be shomer the Torah betara. He can't be mesiach das from his Talmud Torah. He can't have a lapse of attention from the Talmud Torah. If he's mesiach das from learning, so then his Torah becomes somewhat possible. It becomes somewhat deficient. That could be what the pasuk Gishmartem Es Brisi is telling us. That it's not enough just to safeguard mitzvos, to observe mitzvos properly, but we have to safeguard the Torah itself. We have to be shomer Talmud Torah, to learn Torah properly, and not to be mesiach das from our learning. The question is, how is that possible? How can we not be mesiach das from Torah? Everyone has to be involved in different activities throughout the day. Yofa Talmud Torah, Derech Eretz, a person has to earn a living, has to make a parnasa. We have to go to college. People have to eat and drink. We have to be involved in mundane activities throughout the day. So how is it possible not to be mesiach das from Torah? When a person is learning, he can be concentrating on the learning. But a person naturally has to be involved in different activities throughout the day. So isn't that automatically going to be considered a lapse of attention right? It automatically is going to be considered like being Mesiach Das from Talmud Torah. Beis Halevi gives two answers to this question. He says, first of all, the Gemara Pesachim says that if there's a chabura of people that are eating together, and the chabura leaves to do a mitzvah, they go to greet a chassan, or they go to daven, go to do some kind of a mitzvah. When they come back to the Suda, they have to make another bracha. Bracha Rishon. Why? Because the Shinei Makom is a Hesach Hadas. The Shinei Makom constitutes a lapse of attention in the Suda. It's a Hefzik in the bracha, so they have to make a new bracha. But says the Gemara, if only some individuals left, if they left some of the Chaverim in the Chabura, then when they come back, they don't have to make another bracha. Those who come back don't have to recite another bracha. Because l'kiva kamahoda, they go back to their original kviyas. They're still connected to that chabura, so they're not meisiyach das from their suda, even though they left the mokum of the suda. So up to Beis Halevi, the same is true when it comes to Talmud Torah. Even if a person is engaged in parnasa, he gets involved in different activities throughout the day, but if he leaves chaverim in the Beis Medrash, if he supports people who are learning in the Beis Medrash, then he's not meisiyach das from Torah. There's no lapse of attention. There's no hefsek in his Torah. He might not be learning, but he's connected to Torah. He's connected to the Beis Medrash because he left friends there. He left those that he's supporting there. So he's still connected to Torah. What's more, says the Beis Halevi, Hesach Hadas is a function of a person's mindset. It's not a function of his location. If even after a person leaves the Beis Medrash, he's still evaluating everything he does through the prism of Torah, he's always making sure that his behavior in the workplace subscribes to the values of Torah, so that he's always connected to Torah, even if he's not in the Beis Medrash per se. The Rishonim ask a question. We know we recite a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and we learn a little bit, and then we are engaged in different activities throughout the day. And when we come back at night, later in the day, to learn a little bit more, we don't say another bracha. Why not? The first Birchas HaTorah was recited on the first learning we did. But then by being involved in other activities, l'chora, we're being mafsik. We're being mafsik from the Talmud Torah, so we should have to recite another bracha. So some Rishonim learned that the reason we don't recite another bracha is because even though we're involved in other pursuits, but we're always longing to return to the Beis Medrash. We're always anxiously awaiting the time that we can go back to learning. Others answer that it's because even when we're involved in other activities, we're constantly thinking, are we living a life of Torah? We're constantly thinking, are we acting based on hashkafa of Torah? Right? Does our behavior in the workplace conform to the values of Torah? Even though we're not actually in the Dalet Amos of the Beis Medrash, we're still connected to Torah because we're always thinking about Torah, even when we're outside the actual confines of the Beis Medrash. What's important is not a person's physical location, but rather his spiritual mindset. Says the Beis Halevi, perhaps this is what the Gemara in Bava Metzia had in mind. Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon was certainly learning Torah. They were Osik BaTorah. But to some extent, it wasn't the focus of their life. There was a disconnect. When they went to be involved in other activities, they weren't as connected to Torah as they should have been. They didn't live the values of Torah as much as they should have. And that's why it wasn't so obvious what the problem was. It was subtle. That's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im couldn't answer the question why there was a Churban. Because there was a subtle problem. They lost their connection to Torah. They should have felt more of that association with Torah. Somehow they weren't as connected to Torah. Because they weren't as connected to Torah, that caused them to be drawn into other inappropriate behaviors as well. The lack of connection to Torah was only the shoresh. That was the shoresh of the problem. And that brought them to do other things as well. And that caused the churban. The yisod of a ben Torah is never to be mesiach das from Torah. A person can be involved in different activities throughout the day, but a ben Torah is always longing to return to the Beis Medrash. And even when he's involved in other activities, he's always evaluating what he's doing through the prism of Torah. So he's always connected to Torah. Some of the greatest chachamim throughout the generations had professions. Rashi was a wine merchant. The Rambam was a doctor. The Beis Ephraim was a banker. They had different professions. But the Tzad HaShoveh, the common denominator of all of these great Gedolim, is that they didn't define themselves by their professions. Their focus was Torah. Their lifeblood was Torah. These Gedolim of old teach us a very important lesson. That what's important is not what a person does for a living, but what he's living for. What's his goal? What's the focus of his life? Good Shabbos.